I suppose, Declan, first of all, is that a one that you gifted to Tipperary today?
I think so, Hoisin. You know, anyone who's at the match would have seen that. I mean, the three goals were poor goals, and that's the bottom line. And, you know, when you can see three goals in one end like that there, and you don't take your chances in the other, and we had a penalty that, you know, you've got to take at that level, and we missed a really guilty opportunity to start the second half too. So we weren't clinical enough in one end of it, and at the other end, whether it was getting our eye off the ball or whatever, but, you know, we definitely contributed to our own downfall.
Yeah, you gifted them goals, and maybe if the penalty had went on in the first half, it might have been a different story today.
Listen, you don't know, Washington, and that's the way the football goes at times. And as I say to the lads in there, you know, we've got to make sure that those mistakes don't happen. And, you know, you do get punished, there's no doubt, at this level, and Tipperary are a decent side. And, you know, at the end of the day, they punished us and went on to win the match. And, you know, we have plenty to look at and plenty to, you know, a lot of tough matches coming up, and that none more so than Fermanagh now in 2 weeks' time.
Maybe the fact that it was such a young side, that there wasn't that much experience in there, that maybe that they couldn't find that gear that would pull them back into it, having conceded those goals.
Yeah, well, I thought we responded well to the first goal. We went back up the field, we got an next score on the board, but I think then the third goal was just a real nail in the coffin for us, to be quite honest. And that's it. Listen, three goals, I think we conceded one goal in our previous six matches, and we conceded three today, and that's disappointing, because we were pride ourselves on keeping those clean sheets. But listen, that's football, and as I say, we move on. We'll hopefully learn from that, and those young lads will learn from it. And
well, that's a harsh lesson, so does
exactly, Oisin. Right. It's definitely harsh, and it's disappointing. To them, there's no doubt. And I suppose the plus side would be, you know, young Oisin Gallen came first game, yeah, done extremely well, kicked 3 points, and that was positive. But these lads are young, and they will learn from it, and they'll have to learn from it.
This division is very much open, because there's a number of teams now in 4 points, and there's a handful in three as well. So it's a really, really, as we go to the first of the breaks in the league, it's really tight in there, Declan. Is that what you expected?
Yeah, exactly. I said at the very outset that, you know, there's going to be teams taking points off each other, and we saw that again today with Clare beating Cork and with Meath getting points from Armagh. So listen, it's a very open league, and that'll continue right up until the very end. And it's going to be an interesting number of weeks ahead.
Yeah, does it make the Fermanagh game bigger now, does it?
Oh, listen, it's an important match for us anyway. Every game we go out, we want to win it, and that's the way we are. But yeah, we'll be disappointed, but we have to get back again and get back in the training on Tuesday night and get ready for it.
You're probably missing a wee bit of experience and leadership today. What about these experienced players that are coming back? Will you have a few of them back now for this next series of matches in the league?
Listen, some of them are on the way back. I'm hoping maybe Paddy McGrath will be ready for that game, and he'll end up a fair degree of experience. Michael's just a wee bit off yet, and we'll have to wait and see on outcome of the Gweedore match of the weekend. But listen, we wish Gweedore well next Saturday against Corriffin, hopefully that they can get to an All-Ireland club final. It's a disappointment all round, to be quite honest, because, you know, it was a match I felt we should have won, that we were in control of, but ultimately individual errors cost us, and, you know, you can't win matches when you give away three goals like that.